Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Succeed with ease. Come to Republic Bank for your back-to-school needs. Get a loan for tuition, computers, books, and more. Plus, get a chance to win cash prizes. With reasonable payments, low or no down payment, and speedy turnaround, Republic Bank is the bank for a loan that's easy, quick, and so affordable. Make your dreams happen with a back-to-school loan from Republic Bank today. Conditions apply.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Introducing the Lucky 3 Afternoon Draws. This is an additional daily draw for your favorite Lucky 3 game, which allows you to play your lucky numbers twice per day. The Lucky 3 Afternoon Draw will be aired on NCN Channel 11 at 14 hours, Mondays through Saturdays. If you purchase a ticket for the afternoon draw, it will be valid for that draw only. Multi-draw tickets can also be purchased for these draws. So play Lucky 3 in the afternoon and tune in to NCN Channel 11 or VOG at 14 hours for the drawings. Lucky 3 Afternoon Draws, another easy way to earn some cash. Remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
In our last episode of Murundoy, work had started on dredging the blocked canals in the village. Divine disclosed to Monica while they were mixing the wedding cake that she was not sure she wanted to get married to Ryan after all. Lawrence overheard the conversation and became quite angry while Monica tried to counsel her stepdaughter. Ignatius is convinced that Ryan is too soft for Divine and took him on a father-son outing to a barbershop where the men discussed how to control women. Later, he introduced Ryan to nightlife at the Slippery Bowl. As we return to Murundoy, Cecil is about to attend the Senior Citizens Subcommittee meeting.
Cecil, I finished ironing your shirt.
I was going to do it myself, but thank you, Lucille.
Oh, it's a pleasure, my dear. After all, I'm your doting wife and I have always treated you well.
No one is disputing that.
Just a gentle reminder, my dear.
Not needed. Anyway, I need to hurry or I'll be late for the meeting.
So, Are the people in the committee dealing with concerns of the elderly in Murundoy?
Didn't we discuss this before?
Remind me again, dear old brain.
Dinah, Coretta, Sister Patsy and myself.
Until now, I don't know why people thought Sister Patsy would be good to lead anyone.
She's quite popular, you know.
For all the wrong reasons. That's why it's so baffling.
Well, some things you can't explain. In my opinion, she is serving well on the village council.
Is that so?
Yes. She's there for meetings, she has ideas, and she's reaching out to the people in the community.
You seem sold.
Just stating the obvious.
Anyway, speaking about ideas, I've compiled a list of issues I would like to see addressed at the meeting.
Lucille, We won't have time to go through all this.
Try, my dear.
You want the village council to create a separate community center for the elderly?
A completely reasonable request. I cannot stand the vulgarity of these young people. They curse, they walk naked, their ears exposed, their piercing all over their bodies, tattoos. And with all that, they're disrespectful. I can't stand the foolishness.
Lucille, those young people are only expressing themselves in ways they feel comfortable. We all had our days of finding ourselves. You have no right to condemn them.
The gray hairs on my head make it my right.
Blue hair. Your hair is blue because of the dye you put in it.
Are you making a mockery of me?
No, my dear. I'm stating a fact.
The older you become, the more foolish you are, Cecil.
It takes one to know one.
I will cremate you.
That's fine, my dear. But there's no guarantee that I will pass before you.
Oh, really? Try me, Cecil. Try me.
Goodbye, my dear.
Well, I say late for this meeting, but it looks like I beat Sister Patsy and I, ain't he?
I'm sure they will be here shortly, Coretta.
You're such a kind man, Mr. Carter. Always a kind word.
Well, I'm honest.
You know, this is the last time we met, they were late also.
Are you keeping record? The meeting is not due to start for another 5 minutes, in case you didn't notice.
Well, me spectacles must be one changing.
It may help.
Hi! I make it just on time. My choosel will hold me down on a talking as to what he would like to see the village council do for the elderly in Marundoy.
Oh, that's why he calling me. I just put my head straight. The man does smell like a walking rum shop toilet. And I didn't want to block me out this good afternoon.
Well, child, he catch me. It's so hard to turn my face, hold my breath and block the breeze.
You mean the children can't clean you up?
You know, no? My choosel got about 10 picnic and not one of them is look at you.
I tell you, if Philip would ever abandon me like that, I would just get...
All right, ladies. Let's not get carried away.
Sister, you could talk. Because you know you want and only June would look at you. But some children don't have 1 ounce of care in them for the old period.
After you work hard and mind them, eh? I'm grateful.
Well, that's one of the items on our agenda today. Finding solutions for the elderly who have been abandoned by their loved ones.
They should start to lock up some people who toss the parents aside.
But stick a pin, Coretta. You know some of these old son of a gun never take care of them farta plus picking them egg. In them cases, you can't blame the children.
But Methuselah is not one of them. The man work hard for mine, all of them. Make sure all of them went to school, and who for take book. Who for do trade. They're just ungrateful. Why they must got a father walk in this village to stink, eh?
Girl, it's so some cheering ungrateful.
Well, instead of lamenting about these issues, maybe you two can start coming up with some solutions as to how we will solve the problems.
Good afternoon, everyone. Oh, gosh. My choosel will hold me down on a gap just now.
You too?
I think the idea to build a shelter for the elderly is a great one.
Will we have money to do something like that?
And I don't know about shelters in any other part of Guyana for the elderly. I know they got homes.
Well, we want to set a precedent, don't we? That is why we have this committee to deal specifically with the needs of the elderly. We have to come up with ideas to make life better for them.
I think it's a wonderful idea, Cecil. Even though I don't identify just yet as elderly, I shudder to think what gonna happen to me if me husband and me daughter decide she can stop supporting me. Is on the streets are gonna end up just like Methuselah.
I think we're gonna need more than a shelter because some of these people have their homes. What is the children kick them out or they come out on the road during the day and beg and then go in back at night?
True.
What we need to help with is housing. Find ways we could get through to the few children who would dash their parents aside. And for those who might not have children or the children won't listen, then we could find villagers who are willing to take care of them.
Good idea, Dinah.
Indeed. I think we can pursue that.
I agree. And what about finding activities for the elderly besides going to church? I mean, we have a lot of big people with a lot of skills in this village.
That's true.
Maybe we could have somebody teach a little sewing class here, a little carpentry there. little cooking class and so on, you know?
Yes, and that would be a good thing for the young people who seem to have nothing to do. And we did promise as a village council, one of the things that we were looking to do is create jobs in Marundoy, having the experienced people teach and motivate the young ones to do something with themselves.
True.
That's why I suggested it. I would also like to suggest that maybe we can establish a little club for the elderly.
What kind of club?
You know, yeah. Something for the entertainment, you know. Big people have needs too.
All right. I see where you're going with this. I thought we could have a games club where we have a regular bingo and dominoes and things like that. Not what Sister Patsy suggesting.
And how do you know why I suggest it?
All right, but let me don't go down the road. We need to do what is possible with the resources we have and expand as we go along.
We don't know that we'll be sitting on the village council after the next local government elections. So we have to do as much as possible to leave a good record.
Yes, we want to leave a good record.
Look, I say we do the best we can and with what we have.
All right, let's keep it moving.
It's getting late, an hour has gone.
Is there any other business?
Not from me.
Nothing from me.
All right. Lucille, give me a list here. Let me scan through this quickly.
You look like a long list.
I know it's your wife, Mr. Carter. But could we leave that for later? I have to babysit tonight.
All right. We can push this to the next time we meet. Next Wednesday,
I will be there. And in the meantime, we can start working on things we discussed.
Agreed. I will see you.
All right. Mr. Carter, Sister Patsy, enjoy the evening.
You too, Dinah.
Walk good, girl.
All right. I'll see you, Sister Patsy.
I was thinking we could walk out together, Sister. After all, my house is all the way here.
Very well. I have no issues with that.
So how are things with you and the Mrs. Sister?
Trying.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Sister Patsy, it's not your problem. Lucille has just grown old and fretful. Some of these ideas we have for the elderly will be good for her.
Okay. Well, that's the thing with plenty of we when we get big, you know. Having so little to do, the boredom could kill us. That's why you see I just enjoy my life.
Okay. Well, we've reached your gate. I will see you at the next meeting.
I just remembered I need to pass by Sunny Singh's shop.
Okay. Let's carry on then.
Is Lucille home?
Yes, she's there. Probably sitting on the veranda waiting for me.
Like she don't trust you?
At our age, I don't worry too much about what Lucille thinks of me.
Are you unhappy, Cecil?
I'm tired.
Oh, there she is.
I will see you, Sister Patsy.
Hi, Lucille. All is well?
Didn't you pass your house?
Child, I just have to buy something at Sunny Shop. May the Lord be with you.
Good riddance.
Lucille, don't start with me.
So that's what you do after your village council meetings? Walk shamelessly down the road with women of questionable character?
So this is what you intend to do for the rest of your life? Nag until the day you or I die?
You will die before me. Trust me, Cecil.
At least I will be spared.
Do not walk away from me.
I'm going to get some water.
You see that spectacle you just created there with Sister Patsy? I will ask you to desist from it.
Okay, dear.
Did you present my ideas to the committee?
Time ran out.
Did you even try?
We will discuss them next week. It will be one of the items on the agenda.
Thank you for being so considerate. But I don't understand why it wasn't presented this week.
If only the Lord would just take me home now.
I heard that.
Of course you did.
Don't worry about it. Keep flouncing with Sister Patsy, and you will be sure to see an early grave.
You have been listening to today's episode of Marundoy.
Marundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.